News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
€1 million is to be spent on 100 new static speed cameras. It's all to design roads safer and to ensure we have fewer accidents. Independent TD for Kerry, Michael Healy-Ray. You're not a fan, Michael?
Not a hope in the world, and I'll tell you why. Last year, the RSA spent €800,000 on one ad campaign. And at that same year, our diligent county councillors in Kerry have identified millions of euros that they want to be, you know, for accident preventative measures at dangerous junctions. And in that year, what those councillors got to spend in Kerry was 500,000. So 800,000 on an ad and 500,000 given to Kerry to reduce accidents. Of course, nobody can say they're blanketly against cameras. But the whole idea that if you're a couple of miles over the limit, that you'll have the double fine, you'll have the three penalty points. Why not bring in a graduated scheme that if you're only so many miles over it, maybe no fine, no points, only just a fine. And then if you're a bit more, you get 1 point, a bit more, 2 points, and so on. A graduated scheme. But this is a knee-jerk reaction by the government. I'm continuously asking them to look at the bigger picture when it comes to road safety. It's not all about one issue. One time they were saying it was all drink. Now it's not drink. It's all about speed. Could they not open their eyes and please look at the bigger picture as to why people are having accidents? And of course, the obvious thing then, Shane, is they must realise one thing, that no matter what you'll do, you're not going to reduce accidents completely. There was never as many people on the road. And, and it's just the law of averages. Sadly and unfortunately, there will be accidents. And but I always say, Shane, when we're talking about this, you must remember the families that have lost loved members on our roads, and we're so sorry for those accidents happening.
Absolutely. But Michael, you spend a lot of time on the road, as indeed I do. My experience is when those speed cameras, those speed vans are out and about, they actually nearly cause more accidents because fellas hit the brakes, whether they're doing the speed limit or not. And if you're travelling behind them, you nearly go into the back of them. I know that they serve a purpose and they're accident black spots. But if you have, I just feel sometimes they can actually be more of a problem.
Well, we were told when speed vans came out, first of all, that they would never or could never be located on our motorways. And what did they do? They changed that. When they brought in the penalty points. I mean, God damn it, if you are in a hurry and if you made a couple of mistakes on one journey, you could actually lose your license. Now, anybody listening to this might say, oh, well, wouldn't it be good enough for you? But God damn it, at the end of the day, everybody's only human. I certainly know that I'm not perfect. And I know an awful lot of people that aren't perfect.
But do you have points for speeding, Michael?
Look, didn't I tell you I wasn't perfect?
Well, I'm taking that as a yes, and there's a lot of people listening right now who would be there. But I mean, are you one of the people who might be afraid that you could end up being put off the road for a mistake, as you call it?
I'd always be continuously in dread of my life, and I know you might say, "Well, sure, look, all you need to do is obey by the rules, and you'll never get into trouble." But if we all were perfect, and if we all did everything ideally, well, then we'd never get into any type of trouble. But what I'm saying is people are rushing. They're trying to make it from A to B to go to work. Different people have different things. You can have lapses of concentration. You can forget what you're doing. And you can make a mistake. And I really think that whatever about the double the fine, but the three penalty points, it is a very severe penalty. I believe that if you got 1 point, you'd get such a fright. You might slow down as much after that as you would after three. But I really think that they're shooting fish in a barrel. Then when you see a speed van inside in a town, parked in a line of parked cars, and it's like shooting fish in a barrel. And is it only to tick a box and to collect revenue? And the RSA, I plead with them. I'm not fighting with them. But look at the bigger picture and give our local authorities more money to deal with the accident locations, because our councillors are very good at identifying problems, but nationally, government has to stand up and back those county councillors.
A lot of the time what they'll do is they'll put a speed camera there as opposed to fixing the problem at the black spot in the first place. Michael Healy-Ray, Independent TD for Kerry, thank you very much for that. Do you agree with him? Is it shooting fish in a barrel? That was the argument put forward when these cameras first came out, but have they made a difference and have they moderated your behaviour? 53106 for a cost of 30 cent. 087 1400 106 for your WhatsApps.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.